Mike, 6 catches, 82 yards, and the big pass interference call that you drew in overtime. First of all, congratulations. That was a pretty wild win.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was a total team effort, though. I think we played well in all three phases of the game, and we got what we came out for tonight.
Obviously, as an offensive guy, when you get into overtime, you figure it's going to be on you guys to go out there and win the game. How surprised were you when you realized the game ended with the defense on the field?
Our defense has been playing well all night, so I wasn't really too surprised. But we selfishly on offense wanted to kill the game, but we'll take it any way we can get it.
Mike, with Brandon Gibson going down with the injury, did you feel like you needed to step it up tonight, be more of a leader, and be more of a presence for the offense?
Not really. I think just in general, overall, not even because of Brandon. You know, obviously we lost a great player in Brandon, but, you know, just for myself, I felt like it was time for me to just take it up a notch, be more of a leader, be more consistent. And, you know, we took a step forward tonight, and hopefully we can continue to build off of that and, you know, continue to make plays.
You know, coming into the game, a lot of talk was about the Bengals' great receiver, A.J. Green. When you face a guy like that on the other side of the ball, does that kind of get you more excited to go out and prove that you're one of the best receivers in the NFL?
Definitely. I feel as though, you know, I'm one of those same type of guys. You know, it's just a matter of opportunity. So tonight we got some opportunity there, and we capitalized on them. So, you know, I love playing against A.J. That's one of my great friends. He's a great player. So anytime you step on the field against another great guy, you feel that you have to step your game up.
Mike, can you talk a little bit about that third quarter? It was very weird.
Yeah.
The Cincinnati Bengals, they controlled the clock the whole time. We made the big play on defense with the interception for a touchdown by Brent Grimes. But the offense, you had to sit through the entire halftime, and then you sat most of the third quarter. You only ran 3 plays in the third quarter. That had to take you guys out of a little bit of a rhythm. Just talk to us about how that affected you guys on offense.
I agree. Just feel like we just had to step up. I feel like, you know, we had to keep our legs warm and continue to play. I think you know, everybody on the sideline knew it was a wacky kind of situation, but we just had to stay into the game, make sure our legs didn't get too cold, and just stay positive.
Wacky kind of situation is a good way to put it. The Dolphin offense was off the field for 60 actual minutes.
Wow. Yeah.
Between halftime and the long third quarter and the Brent Grimes interception return for a touchdown. Mike Wallace is with us. Mike, one last thing before we let you go and celebrate with your teammates. I said a few minutes ago I thought this was your best and most complete game as a Miami Dolphin. I know you didn't make it into the end zone, but I felt like you were affecting this game more than you had in any of the previous games. You would know better than I. Did you feel about as good about this game as you have any of them so far in Miami?
I think it was a pretty good game. You know, I still feel like I could do more. I always want to do more. But I think it was a pretty consistent game for me, like you said. I think, you know, just the whole game, I was pretty consistent. But, you know, just want to build off of this and just continue to ride.
If he doesn't take your legs out in overtime, that's a touchdown, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I love it. Mike Wallace, congratulations on the win, man. Go have some fun with your teammates. And congrats again.
I appreciate it.